This is the brief on AI mental health architectures. You might think all AI therapists are created equal, but a recent deep dive reveals a massive split where companies are building completely different safety nets depending on who's footing the bill. First, we've got to compare supervised versus autonomous AI. Supervised AI means a real, licensed human is monitoring your chat and can step in during a crisis. But autonomous AI operates entirely alone, simply handing you off to a national hotline like 988 in an emergency. Honestly, is it really care if the AI's only backup plan is a generic hotline? Second, why offer different architectures to different customers? Well, take Sword Health. They sell a supervised product called Mind to enterprise buyers who actually demand clinical outcomes. But for regular consumers, they sell an autonomous product, Dawn, because it scales infinitely without paying human therapists. It's literally like selling a car with airbags to corporate fleets, but giving everyday teenagers the exact same car with just a sticky note that says, call 911 if you crash. Finally, the industry secretly knows supervised AI is better. Even when headlines brag that autonomous AI beats human therapy, the clinical trial footnotes, like the recent Kai trial, reveal they actually had a licensed psychologist on call. Plus, states like Florida and Connecticut are aggressively converging on bills requiring human oversight. So if tech companies own trials and corporate buyers require a human in the loop to be safe, why let the general public fly solo? The tech world absolutely knows human oversight is the gold standard for mental health. They just don't want to pay to scale it for you.